John Murphy, Donald Jones in our One Buffalo studio, joined in our studio just off the practice field by first-year defensive end Eddie Yarbrough, now starter for the Bills at defensive end. Eddie, thanks for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
What kind of a practice were you in the field house today? What was it like?
You know, it was a high tempo but also very efficient practice.
In what way?
You know, we kind of cut down the reps, but at the same time really focused on the little intricacies of each play, each detail. So, really concise, but a lot of good work.
Donald and I were talking about how the schedule, it seems, the last couple of weeks, you don't do the lengthy walkthrough and then a break and then practice. And is that because we're deep into the season or trying to save the legs here a little bit?
Yes, sir, a little bit of both. You know, we have a lot of reps at this point in the season. We have a lot of reps on our bodies, as you know. Mm-hmm. So really, if you could still kind of get that same mental edge but still kind of save your body, that's the point we're trying to get to.
What about pads? Are you guys still going full pads this time of the year?
No, so I'm pretty sure we've taken the pads off now. So we're just going shell work and, again, whatever it takes to get our bodies to Sunday. And that's kind of the biggest thing now.
I'm surprised to see you still wearing the cleats, man.
I mean, know.
You're still young in this thing. But, you know, the older you get, I didn't play long, but I'm telling you, my second year, by the time we got to this point in the season, we were in practice, I was going with the Cadillacs, we used to call them. different shoes. I wasn't putting the cleats on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, your toes hurt. Your ankles, toes, everything
hurt. Everything starts to hurt. I'm saying my dogs are barking right now. I need to take your advice.
Eddie Yarbrough in studio with us, Bills defensive end, who is now a starter for the last 3 weeks or so you've been in the starting lineup?
2 weeks, yes, sir.
2 weeks. What's that like for you? How does that change for you?
You know, people like to say, like, a lot of things change, but really we've prepared this whole year and everything, at least me personally, to go out there, do my job, take advantage of my reps, and even though I play the very first play of the game, nothing's changed for me aside from that.
I mean, you guys have been doing like a healthy rotation all year, right?
Yes, sir.
Now you're just actually starting the game off, but you're still rotating.
Yes, sir, exactly. So there's not too big of a difference, you know, still approach the game the same way, still attack practice and my film study the same way. It's really just I get to go out there the first jump.
You know, you can call him sir, but you're making me feel old, man. Don't call me sir.
I'm sorry.
Don't call me sir.
That's my bad.
Hey, Eddie, you the game against the Colts, you came up with 4 tackles in that game, which was a season high for you. Just to be able to stand on your 2 feet in that game had to be an accomplishment. But to get 4 tackles, you must feel pretty good about your performance.
You know, definitely going into my very first snow game, you know, that's the first time I've ever done anything like that. But it was a blast, to say the least. Walking out for warm-up, seeing the turf, and then that was the last time I saw it the rest of the game. So it was a great, great time.
Was it almost like for you to get a tackle, because nobody could really move, right? Even the guys up front, you're just running into each other. Like, you're not really doing moves, trying to be elusive or any of that stuff.
At all.
The guys, the running backs almost had to like run right into you.
And that was, as a defensive lineman, when I say I appreciated the snow so much, because you also got to think, us up front, we're playing with 300-pound behemoths that are firing off on any given Sunday with great turf. But with no snow, they can't fire off, so we're kind of all of us kind of just gingerly walking like baby giraffes, kind of trying to get a feel for the game.
Yeah, they're playing pity.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So
that's all you can do, right?
Oh, 100%. The very first drive was funny. All of us were out there like, all right, you're still thinking, hey, fire off the ball, you know, go get him. Both sides of the ball, everybody faces in the snow. None of us just kind of, so all of us like, wait, throw it out the window. Yeah. Let's rethink this whole thing.
What about your fingers? You know, did they get cold, and your toes?
So all my teammates laugh when I say that. I really think that both of my big toes were in the beginning stages of hypothermia. Mm. Because I'm in like 15 minutes into my shower, my big toes are still frozen.
Yeah.
But my hands are fine. You know, I'm going to say the reason I wore sleeves is because it was the uniform, so I wanted to match. So I'm going to put that on. But aside from that, you know, it wasn't too bad.
Oh, that's the reason you wore sleeves.
It wasn't the cold, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And, I mean, it was footing that was the major problem, right?
Yes, sir.
You played in Denver. At least you were around the Broncos. Nothing like that when you were in Denver, right?
Nothing like that was in Denver. I played at the University of Wyoming in Laramie. We had a whole bunch of snow games. Fall camp, spring ball, everything. We always had a whole bunch of snow. So it wasn't my first rodeo.
But like snow like that or just?
We've had I was talking to Tanner Valet, who's another Mountain West guy. And we've had – he was actually there for the game we played at in Laramie. And he was there and we had a snow game like that where the whole field was covered. It was windy. It was like shooting little – dots of ice in your eyes, you couldn't see anything, and he was there for it, and it was awesome.
Yeah. Eddie, let's talk for a minute about the Miami Dolphins. I know you're just getting into the week's worth of study for the Dolphins game, and they're coming off a really good performance against the Patriots. What did you see on video? What do you think of this Dolphins team?
You know, I see a team with a lot of momentum that also is very, very keen on the details. You know, and you have to be to beat the team as astounding as the Patriots. So how they came out, seeing them on field, they have a lot of explosive players, and we definitely have to put our best foot forward.
You will see some Kenyon Drake, who's had two good games now in a row, the second-year running back for the Dolphins. Just give me your thoughts on him, what kind of runner he is, what style of runner do you see him?
You know, he's one of those dynamic runners that can give you a little bit of everything. He could take you outside, cut back, but he could also put his shoulders down and run vertical, and that's really pick your poison in that regard. So he's running very, very hard right now, and, you know, we don't have to stay in our gaps and really put our best foot forward to have a chance on Sunday.
You know, last year, you weren't here last year, but the Dolphins started out bad. They had a lot of injuries on their offensive line. And when they got that line back together, when they played the Steelers and then the Bills, they went on a run. You know, so what do you see out of that offensive line right now?
You know, out of the offensive line, you have a lot of key components. Again, they're healthy right now. So there's some earth movers. They're not position blockers. So they're actually kind of a little bit of old school. Low pads will try to drive you out of your zone. So we're definitely going to have to fire off and be on our fundamentals as a D-line.
And then there's Jay Cutler, who kind of went back to the future Monday night against New England, making plays, even showing some escapability, which I didn't know he had, huh?
You know, it was nice because, you know, also me growing up in Denver, I remember watching Jay Cutler for the Broncos, and to see him out there making plays with his feet and also putting some balls on the money, you know, it was good for him. But at the same time, as an opponent, I got to see that, hey, you know, he's definitely turned back the time clock a little bit, and he's making some great plays.
If Jay Cutler was in Back to the Future, he'd be Biff.
Yeah, the bad guy.
Yeah.
Eddie Yarbrough joins us in studio for a couple of more minutes. I was watching the open portion of practice today, and it was right outside our office, and hearing Coach Waffle, and I've heard Coach McDermott talk about this, they want you guys to have violent hands. What do they mean when they say that? I mean, if Waffle said it once, he said it 100 times today in practice.
Violent hands is pretty much when we fire off the ball. If you ever seen Mike Tyson knock somebody out, that's pretty much violent hands. That's what Coach Waffle wants from us in regards to how we separate from blockers and also how we shed from blockers. That same intensity and violence with our hands.
And it seemed to me he was working on the timing of the violent hands today.
Like, yes, you know,
is when you do it.
You can never be early. You can never be late. And again, it's half a second too soon, you know, it's bad. Half a second too late, it's real bad. So you kind of find that happy medium and really have that violence in there.
You know, you brought up Mike Tyson. Is that an example he's used for you guys and showed you some videos of Mike Tyson?
Oh, definitely. It's funny you said that. We actually had Coach McDermott showed us some awesome knockouts this morning, one of those being Mike Tyson. And, you know, I would like to say personally that, hey, my hands are as violent as Mike Tyson's, but for a fact, I know that they're nowhere near as dangerous as that man's hands.
Mike Tyson was a beast, man.
Yeah, he was dangerous. And what was the message when Coach McDermott, did he show the whole team Mike Tyson knockout?
Yes, sir. And it was really just to have that intensity and really go forward and be able to, you know, when you feel it and you have that good vibe, don't just kind of labor back from it. Actually go tear into it and still have that intensity behind your movements.
Now, you're a boxing guy. Was it Tyson or somebody who said everybody's got a plan until they get
Tyson.
Punched? Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
Tyson.
Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the
definitely
face.
Definitely Tyson. So you play, you know, and you got to play with violent hands.
Mm-hmm.
When you line up across from an offensive lineman and an offensive tackle, do you look into his eyes? Because Tyson was big and looking into a dude's eyes when they were weighing in and all of that stuff. He felt like, I already had you defeated just by looking into your eyes. Mm-hmm. Do you do things like that?
Oh, definitely. No, when they come out for the first drive, I always stare him down. If he blinks first, I'm like, all right, first victory's out the way.
Oh, yeah.
I can stare somebody down. And I've got to the point now where I'm pretty good at even last Sunday in the snow, I was out there trying to
do it to Donald. Let me see you stare down.
All right, here we go.
You got to, like, digging your nose, try getting to laugh or something like that.
Something, whatever you can do.
I mean, I can't. I'm not good at the blink game. I lose to my son all the time in the blink game. You want to? All right.
You just blinked.
He got you. He just got you, Donald.
I was talking. I was busy talking.
You were talking and he was staring.
I was ready to go.
That's what happens. You got a guy talking junk to you and you just staring at him.
And I'm just staring him down.
Keep talking.
Exactly.
You know what will not intimidate your opponents? The Christmas greeting you recorded for our show. Can we play that for you?
Yes, please. Let's give this a play.
You don't want to show this to any of the Miami offensive linemen. What's the Christmas recording here?
Hi, this is Eddie Yarbrough, and I want to wish you a happy holidays from the John Murphy Show.
That scarf.
What happened, man? What was that?
I mean, what if a tackle just pulled out that picture of you in a scarf? Like, man, please, you want to stare me down? Look at this.
As soon as he showed me that, I would start blinking like, all right, you got me.
Eddie, before we let you go, just tell me this year, and then I know there's a long way to go this year for this team, but has this exceeded what you thought might happen when you came here to Buffalo, when you signed down here last spring?
You know, yes and no. I always feel I can do a little bit better. I can get better in this category. In that regard, I feel that every day I'm trying to get there. Every day I'm trying to get better. But in regards to the season, you know, my teammates, I couldn't ask for better teammates. They've been awesome and truly just a blessed and fortunate to be here, and I'm still taking each day as I'm that guy that's back at home on the couch watching the season right now. So I'm still taking each day with that same mentality and attitude. So just very thankful and blessed.
You know, we seem like you're having the time of your life on the field, off the field.
Yeah, we saw a video of you and Joe Webb yesterday playing the guitar.
Oh, yeah, a little air guitar. I'm actually a professional at the air guitar. It's pretty nice.
So who did it better yesterday? Because actually Joe Webb fell on the ground, did all this stuff with his legs. I felt like he was a little bit better at it yesterday.
You know, it was I threw him the guitar, and the guitar is really heavy, so might have carried him to the ground.
All right.
But
I'd
give it to him. He's a vet. I'm a rook, so you know,
he knew how to take it to the next level.
Exactly. Exactly.
Does the stare down work in air guitar as well? Can you stare?
Yes.
Like that? I bet it would.
Especially when me and Joe Webb are warming up like that. As soon as that connection happens, we lock eyes like that.
Yeah.
Oh, we know it's on.
Eddie, thanks for coming by here right after practice. We appreciate it. Good luck against the Dolphins this Sunday.
No problem. Thanks, you guys, for having me.